Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
That was Bill Belichick a couple of training camps ago.
Yeah.
When they were doing joint practices with the Las Vegas Raiders, going on and on about the great facilities that Vegas has. It's mostly a shot at Robert Kraft and the crummy facilities here.
It was mainly that, and they always rank at the bottom when the players do their interviews about, or the questionnaire about how the facilities are, what the food's like everything around, all the amenities. But he was hyping up Vegas a couple years ago. They do have an awesome stadium, and it's brand new and
incredible.
All that stuff.
Incredible. And, you know, maybe they have great facilities as well, for all I know, meaning, you know, a training facility and weight rooms and all this stuff. But why are we bringing up Bill Belichick here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI? We mentioned the story earlier this hour. We'll reiterate. Tom Pelissero, headline, UNC head coach Bill Belichick has heard from multiple teams, including Raiders minority owner Tom Brady, to gauge interest in return to the NFL. I'll read you the details here in the accompanying story with that tweet. But I'm skeptical. Multiple yeah. NFL teams have inquired about whether legendary coach Bill Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including the Las Vegas Raiders, whose new minority owner Tom Brady spoke recently with his old coach about what it would take to make a reunion happen in Las Vegas, per sources. On a surprise move, he goes to UNC, meaning Bill, blah, 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 after 5 decades in the NFL. Brady has been in touch with Belichick recently as the Raiders weighed the future of head coach Antonio Pierce, who was fired on Tuesday after going 4-13 in his lone season as a full-time head coach. 4-13, that record sounds familiar.
That'll get you fired.
It got Bill fired.
And Gerard.
When he went 4-13. Brady and Belichick won 6 Super Bowls together. Brady believes the situation in Vegas requires a coach of Belichick's expertise and stature to establish a sustainable winning program.
All right.
Okay. Right. The vacancies right now are the Jets, the Saints, the Bears, the Jaguars, the Patriots, and the Raiders. I guess in theory, a team like Dallas or the Giants or somebody like that could reach out to him too without a vacancy.
Yeah. Maybe somebody loses this weekend, or even if they haven't lost yet, they're thinking about, like, we're not sold on our guy.
Yeah, maybe the Vikings are looking for a pivot in case they lose Kevin O'Connell. Maybe. Yeah. So
if Sirianni loses, do you think he's out? Because they're like a big favorite, too.
I don't, but maybe. If it's ugly enough, maybe.
But regardless, there's a minimum of 6 openers.
Yeah, my only point is teams that do not currently have a vacancy could be on this list. But the ones with vacancies, Keith, you said it before, don't really make sense. The Jets, they fired Saleh when? Back in October?
Yeah.
November? When they fire him?
Two different things have happened even since then. You know, Belichick has just piled on Woody Johnson
publicly.
Good point. And then there was also that weird report, and I don't know whether to believe this or not, that Belichick and his people reached out to the Jets and were like, anything there? And they were like, we're not really ready for that. So regardless of who is interested or not interested, it's not the Jets.
It's not the Jets. The Saints have had a vacancy for a couple of months as well, or at least a month. When did they blow out our guy there, Dennis Allen?
Dennis Allen, Darren Rizzi. So yeah, that was an in-season firing.
Okay,
same with the Bears.
The Bears made their firing a long time ago. So all three of those teams have had a vacancy. Mm-hmm. Bill was available. He took the job at UNC. Now they're interested. None of that makes sense.
Like, keep up, guys.
I don't think the Jaguars make sense. Wickersham highlighted this in his story about Bill a month or so ago. Mike Lombardi, who we know speaks for Bill, he's now Bill's GM at the University of North Carolina.
Too. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, some teams have the owner's son running the analytics department. So he torched the Jaguars. I don't think it's them. The Patriots, are they calling Bill?
Well, a lot of fans would hope so, but I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. I think if Robert did, Bill would take the job here. He'd need $30 million a year, and he'd need Robert Kraft to publicly smooch his feet.
Yeah.
But I think Bill would take it. There's no way they called. And then the Raiders.
Fine. I think they called him.
The Raiders called.
Yeah.
I believe Brady reached out to Bill. How extensive was the conversation? How real is the interest? I think that's debatable.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this item is coming from Bill's side. Makes Bill look good. Makes it look like multiple teams still have interest. I'm committed to North Carolina on top of it. Brady wants me.
Yeah.
All this stuff makes Bill look good. I think it comes from Bill's side. I'm sure Brady reached out informally and was like, hey, what's the situation at UNC? Mm-hmm. We got a vacancy here.
Any
recommendations? And then, oh, by the way, what are you up? Like, you're committed there, right? I'm sure it was something like that, and Bill is making it into something it isn't, because I don't think the league's interested in Bill.
It speaks to Tom Brady's huge Rolodex, where he's calling Bill and Vrabel. It's like, all right, you have anybody else? Any other thoughts?
Good point.
But he's going to those guys. Yeah. Do you think, very simply, do you think Bill Belichick wants to coach in the NFL?
Yes.
So do I. Do you think he would coach the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
I think he'd coach anywhere in the NFL over UNC.
Do you think Tom Brady and Mark Davis will offer him the job?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so. I think
he definitely won't interview.
Because that is a long rebuild. Like, it makes more sense for them. If everyone's doing, and it's a cliche, I hate the phrase, but the adult in the room that's been tossed around a ton as it relates to New England and bringing in Vrabel to sort of clean it up. Same thing with Vegas. Vegas was a mess. They actually just finally got a good year with Gruden, and then the Snyder investigation emails got Gruden fired from that job. Then they brought in McDaniels for, a year and a half?
Yep.
Then Antonio Pierce for a year and a half. So they're a disaster. They're a mess right now. So they could use somebody like Vrabel. And I get what they mean by they could use somebody like Belichick, but then what? 2 years later, you're going to go find somebody else? I don't think that one makes a lot of sense, but I could see Brady wanting to maybe like legitimize that job a little bit more, because we're kind of joking about the Jets candidates or all these like Tom, Dick, and Harry that was like a QB coach or like a failed head coach.
This is a good point. Why could it come from someone other than Bill?
I think the Raiders look at it like, who are your candidates? Oh, I don't know, Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick.
Pretty good.
Like, those are pretty good candidates.
And it would make sense, if we're playing this out, for Brady to trumpet it up and be like, I'm super involved. I'm the point person. I'm making the calls. So. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it doesn't come from Bill's side. That was my first instinct, but good point.
I'm surprised he's not more bitter. He's not. Maybe because he's got
Brady?
Yeah.
Well,
wouldn't you be like, I'm not interested in Bill at all?
Yeah. But if you're really bitter, you could make the other guy work for you. The guy you used to work for, you could make him work for you.
But so you got to really play it out. Like, just having him linked to the job, I don't think really helps you a great
deal. I agree with that.
I mean, I brought it up. It helps you a little bit. But yeah, being his boss is the ultimate long play. Like, that would be great.
Bossing Bill around.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
That would be pretty amazing.
Like, I would love that. This is why I don't want Bill at the University of North Carolina. It's boring. It's lame. He's following 3-star recruits on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter, for God's sakes. Like, it's pathetic is what it is. So I would love him working for Tom Brady. That'd be awesome.
But
that'd be so good. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not going to happen.
But this also goes back to what we were saying towards the end of the season. Even before we knew Gerard Mayo would be out in the Patriots, we'd be looking for somebody. The best head coaching candidates, it's not many. I don't think there are 6 good candidates, and there are at least 6 jobs open.
Pete Carroll is interviewing?
I mean, I guess. So you have Ben Johnson, who I like, you like. Everybody does.
Pete Carroll, by the way, got more real interviews this go-around than Belichick. Belichick's getting like a phone call from Tom Brady. But Carroll has an actual interview lined up with the Bears, right?
Is it the Bears? Yeah.
I thought it was the Bears.
I don't know. I just think there's a lot of guys that have like big time. I mean, everybody has a question mark. They're not head coaches right now for whatever the reasons might be. But after you talk about Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, and then if you want to toss like Aaron Glenn on there, all right, like 3 other teams are going to be taking a big swing. Either it's like a retread that we roll our eyes at, or a guy that's probably not qualified and maybe ends up working out, or maybe doesn't.
Yep. So interesting. If nothing else, the story is very interesting. And I think it underscores the only potential hiccup left with Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of the New England Patriots. Not my first choice, not your first choice, Keith.
No.
But it does underscore, and it sounds like a done deal. Giardi said it could be done by the weekend. Rap Sheet is echoing that now, that it could be done by the weekend. Vrabel interviews here tomorrow. They're going to talk to Ben Johnson virtually, probably today, if I had to guess, maybe Friday. They have to do it this week. They've already talked to, and unfortunately it was sham interviews, Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. So it sounds like Vrabel's a done deal. It does underscore the one potential hiccup and the one guy looming over everything, if he wants to, Brady. Brady and Vrabel are boys. And so could Brady steal away Vrabel from the Crafts? I actually think that would be a good thing, by the way. It forced the Patriots to go through a real coaching search. But could he do that?
I think he could.
And is he in the way with, you know, Belichick? Is Brady playing these games?
Yeah, Brady definitely is. It's going to be fun to see who the Raiders end up picking.
Meanwhile, you got to get ready for a playoff game, Tom. Like, he's screwing around with all this stuff.
I did a Super Bowl.
Making calls to Bill Belichick, flirting with Mike Vrabel. You have a Super Bowl to get ready for,
People
Tom.
People are
gonna
be all over him.
You have a day job, Tom.
Early, easy prediction. Tom Brady will be trending throughout the day on throughout the night on Super Bowl. And it's a matter of for good or for bad. People are going to be pulling quotes. I mean, people are going to be taking videos.
Probably bad.
He's not very good at the job. And then, like, whatever he says, especially if the Raiders don't have a coach by then, like, everything he says, like, if he's complimenting Ben Johnson,
or if
he's talking about some Chiefs or Bills assistant, you're like, well, what was that?
Yeah, Spags. Love Spags. Spags is great against us against
Joe Brady.
The Super Bowl. Yeah.
Joe Brady. Love
good
Joe
one.
Brady.
Good one.
You do? The hell?
Why?
Like, is that allowed?
Same
allowed
name?
Yes.
What, are you related?
Yeah, it's tough. That's
so,
a weird thing.
But do you think Brady could potentially get in the way? Is that really the only hurdle left for Vrabel being the head coach?
Yeah, I don't see Vrabel going anywhere else. I know he took other interviews. I don't think they make a ton of sense for that team or for him. So I thought it was 100% he was just going to come to the Patriots. But I think he would be intrigued by both Tom Brady and Richard Seymour being
good point.
Part owners of the Raiders. Sort of a clean slate. Now, you don't have the quarterback. The Patriots have the quarterback, and they have the fourth pick. Raiders have no quarterback in the sixth pick. So just looking at the two, it's a better job, I would say, here in New England. But I think you could be convinced to go to the Raiders, and then we'll see what the money comes down to, too. I know they're paying a million coaches, so maybe it won't be significant, and maybe it'll be very similar to what New England offers them. But, yeah, this is the only thing that I think would prevent him from just walking right into New England.
617-779-7937. Derek is on Nantucket. Go ahead, Derek.
Hey, how's it going? So how much do we think the horrible season New England had this year, how much does that raise Bill Belichick's value as a potential head coach for another team?
Well, I would tell you he's at Chapel Hill, not much.
He took
the North Carolina job December 12th is when he was introduced.
Yeah.
I think we knew the Patriots were having a pretty bad season at that point, and nobody wanted him. So you can make the argument it did. I don't think it actually did because no one wants him.
No, I don't think it really helped a lot. It didn't hurt. Mayo didn't come in and win 8-9 games. That would have hurt it. If
Correct.
You were like, oh, you took a lot of the same guys and you were that much better. But no, they were a train wreck and had the same record. It's funny because depending on who you talk to, it seems like some people forget how bad it was with Bill.
Even I think I forget from time to time.
So do I. I mean, I have a short memory, but like, the games when they played the Saints and the Cowboys back-to-back were as low of a point as a Patriots fan over the last 20-something, 30 years as you can remember. And then watching Mac Jones, and a lot of people are like, well, it's just Mac Jones' fault. It's like, I don't know. Bill had a lot to do with that season, and it was a mess, and they won 4 games. This year was also a mess, a disaster, and more of a debacle off the field, obviously, but the same record. So, yeah, I don't think it helped Bill necessarily, but it didn't hurt him either.
No. And look, maybe you believe it. You think Bill could team up with Brady in Vegas. How would you feel about that as a Patriots fan? 617-779-7937. Or is Brady more likely to steal away Mike Vrabel from the Patriots? Plus, Mike Vrabel would at least be an adult in the room. We've said it all day long. I think that was the subtext of the story today in The Athletic. And yeah, I think it came from ownership. Not that they wanted to stab Gerard Mayo in the back necessarily, but they want to justify their next hire, a grown-up. Which, if you read the story in The Athletic, and we'll give you details coming up, Mayo clearly was not this year. We'll get to it with all your phone calls next.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Ian Rappaport on the basically foregone conclusion, Mike Vrabel is the next head coach here. Could be wrapped up by the weekend. Sham process, which I felt more strongly about yesterday when you started to see names like Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Which is unfortunate for them. Don't waste their time.
Oh, my God.
But it certainly seems to be that way. And Tom Brady's at the middle of Vrabel, the one potential hurdle. Tom Pelissero reporting, if you've been listening here for the last hour or so, that Tom Brady also reached out to Bill Belichick.
How about that?
The Raiders are one of multiple teams, in fact, to reach out to Bill Belichick about returning to the NFL.
It'd be the ultimate college football coach move if Bill took a job and then left before he even had a chance. And I know he did that in the NFL.
I was going to say, forget like, college. That's his move. He did that. He did that with the Jets.
But that was a little bit different. That was a weird situation.
In fairness to him, it was very different.
That was a strange one.
He was forced into it. He didn't want to do it.
But college coaches all the time say they're taking one job, take another, or say they're never leaving, then bail and all that other stuff. And so, you know, that would be held against him because at his press conference, Bill Belichick said, I didn't come here to leave. And then he leaves in January.
Quote, we highlighted it at the time. His buyout goes from $10 million, which Florio made this point yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
$10 million is nothing. It's like a month of maintenance on your super yacht for these billionaires. No. So $10 million is nothing, but it does drop to $1 million in June, which I had wrong at the time. I thought it was June 2026 when we were talking about this. It's this June.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think the buyout, in other words, is super relevant, but if they want to save some money, they could wait till June.
So if the Raiders don't have a coach by June, then I think you know it's going to be Bill.
I think we know who it's going to be.
They haven't hired a guy.
They're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Yeah. True. Ken popped his head in the break, Keith. He had two very interesting items. Number one, I didn't even think about this. The Raiders are on the schedule next year.
Can you imagine? Tom Brady in the owner's box. And Bill Belichick on the sideline.
I was going to say, Brady couldn't call the game, right? Because it's not a Fox game. Patriots and Raiders.
They switch games.
Maybe it could.
Oh, yeah.
So is there any way Brady could call it?
No.
Bill's coaching it.
He can't. I think part of his deal is he can't do Raider games, right?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He has a long list of stuff, but anyway.
So that's a restriction of
Bill
his.
Bill Belichick coaching the Raiders against the Patriots would be amazing.
After Tom Brady hired him, which is Ken's other point, it's even more sad for Bill. What's more sad? Having to coach the North Carolina Tar Heels, a mid-tier ACC team.
It's that.
Pretty sad.
It's that.
Or you have to grovel with Brady, who you used to say, Brady, the kid at Foxborough High is better than you.
Yeah.
Wiped his ass with Brady for 20 years. You got to grovel to Brady just to work in the NFL and get the stupid wins record.
No, it's North Carolina.
Okay, they're both a basketball school.
It's that.
They are both sad, though.
Yeah, no, they are.
Mark Davis is your boss?
But you're in the NFL.
True.
And you could spin it that way. You could still get the wins record and all that crap.
I agree.
That's where he'd rather be is the NFL. I think it's still amazing to me that he's coaching the North Carolina Tar Heels. It's wild.
It is the sadder of the two.
Yeah.
And look, if Bill gets a job in the NFL, I can't say nobody wanted him. I can say he had to grovel and beg Tom Brady.
Only Brady wanted him, but still, somebody did.
We wiped his ass with for 20 years. But okay, fine. Yeah. That got you back in the NFL. I can't say that anymore.
Now, where it really picks up, because this is all, I don't want to say speculation because it is a Tom Pelissero report, but there's a big difference between Tom Brady being like, hey, like, any interest in this, and Bill kind of laughing it off and then moving on, but then that being the story, versus do the Raiders ask North Carolina permission to interview him?
Correct.
And, like, do they really interview him, or is this just kind of fun, like, tickle butt?
Here's my...
Which is always fun.
That's... I was about to reference Courtney's comments this morning.
No, we'll leave her alone. She's still trying to do damage control.
So when it came to the phone call, if I had to guess how it went, just a guess, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Brady reaches out to Bill. I believe that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think of coaching candidates? Bill has been like, as we found out in the Flores lawsuit, Bill has consulted on all these hires throughout the NFL. He has been for, I don't know how many of the 50 years he's been in the league.
Yeah.
Bill has contacts everywhere in the league.
Well, there was also
which is why
long...
it's laughable. People think he could get a job and he has to go to North Carolina in the NFL.
He obviously can't. I mean, there were three in-season firings.
Brady reached out to Bill and he goes, hey, who do you think is a good candidate? What do you think of that candidate? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, by the way, Bill.
What about you?
Any interest in the job? Like, if I had to guess how that phone call went down, that's how it went down. And it's all true. Brady reached out to him. Brady asked him about the job. Like, all the things are true. But,
Mike Lombardi's like, we're going back to the Raiders.
Good point. But what's the real motivation? The real motivation, I don't think, was that Bill's going to be the next head coach of the Raiders.
Man, what a great story it would be, though. It'd be awesome. You know, not only the...
Tremendous.
The boss, who the boss situation is now, but the fact that they play the Patriots next year. And then that's where it really matters. You want to see what Bill does in the league, less so than the ACC. Don't get me wrong. I'll keep tabs on what Bill's doing in North Carolina. I'll be interested in that. But being in the NFL, having Brady as the owner, and then having an opportunity to see him play against the Patriots in Foxborough next year, that's like the greatest soap opera story ever.
So would you be happy with it? Would you be pissed off by it? Is it a little sad? 617-779-7937.
Just mash the pad. You'll get us.
I was about to say three things are all on the table. Maybe a little bit of all of the above.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right around it.
It's a potpourri.
You'll get the phone call. could you see Bill, and I know Bill's trying to be younger and hipper.
Definitely.
Twitter, Instagram.
I mean, he does play to a young audience.
Jordan Hudson, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Bill, if he came back to the NFL, would be playing cards at the back of the plane.
No.
It's been a while since we mentioned this. I just want to read this item from Chad Graff again. In The Athletic this morning, I think the subtext is the Patriots need an adult in the room because Mayo was short of that. Mike Vrabel would be that. I think that's the reason this story is out. And, yeah, it came from ownership, I would guess. In a move that surprised some following their loss to the Cardinals, if you forget it, it's coming out of the bye week, flat loss, asses kicked by a bad Cardinals team. In a move that surprised some at the front of the plane, after such a lopsided loss, according to a team source, Mayo, the team's first-year head coach, who had been handpicked by Robert Kraft to succeed Bill Belichick, left his spot near the front of the plane and went back to where some of the players had gathered to play cards, choosing to hang out there while his assistants watched film.
So while the coaches did coaching stuff?
Yeah.
He was doing player
stuff? While the coaches were doing their jobs.
Got it.
He went to the back of the plane to play pinochle.
I don't see the need for this, to be honest. You know, there's been plenty of smear campaigns in the past, both players and coaches or managers who have left here. And I think it was because there was a little bit more of a, was this the right move? There was like a little bit more of a question about it, or like a player that somebody loved. And they're like, oh, actually a bad teammate. Bad teammate, weird guy.
Yeah.
Remember, there was even like a Dougie Hamilton smear campaign. You're like, who cares?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Brandon Lloyd was the weird guy.
Was weird. Yeah. Dougie Hamilton was like, he ate lunch by himself.
Yeah.
Like,
his only friend was his brother.
You're like, okay.
His like, parents had to call for playing time.
Yeah. That's what it was. There was all that stuff, right? And it was like, whatever. This is one where, and even with Bill, you could understand it because, man, the fan base was split in half.
Yep.
So Robert comes out with the dynasty and everything else, and that backfired in his face, but I think he did it for, like, they were hoping that this might get people on their side. Jerod Mayo crossed the board. People are like, bad coach, move on, let's go to the next season. And they're like, yeah, but did you know he was, like, playing cards? You're like, fine, we already fired him.
Again,
we can't fire him more.
I agree with you to a degree. Everybody agrees on Mayo, but some of the details are coming out to justify why Vrabel's the right choice and not another first-year coach like Ben Johnson.
So that part of it's scary to me because that it is set up where it's just going to be the obvious choice and it's just going to be Vrabel because the other three guys that they interviewed or at least lined up to interview have never been head coaches.
Correct. Here's the other quote from a team source.
Although I don't think Byron Leftwich would play cards in the back.
I don't think any. We talked to Wiggy talked about this on air. We talked about it off the air. It's unheard of to do that. Yeah. Just in case you're unfamiliar. It's unheard of, and I'm not telling you that. Keith's not telling you that. Jermaine Wiggins, NFL veteran, was shocked. Look, there's a lot of ways to do the job, a team source said. It's not that Jerod was definitely wrong, but I can't say I've seen that before. So other items in the Chad Graff story, he asked Steve Belichick to take a demotion, wouldn't let him call plays on defense, and Steve Belichick said, thanks, I'll go to Washington with dad's friend Jed Fish. He also completely screwed up the Ramondre Stevenson benching against the Chargers, which we knew. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls there. We'll get into Belichick and Brady's interest in him. Vrabel as the next guy and Mayo, all of his mistakes last year. That's all next.